Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with co-host Tyson Cherry. I'm working with some different equipment today, guys, so hopefully it'll cut down on all those technical difficulties you were having. Tyson, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes.
How are you
doing today? Fine.
I'm doing kind of frustrating, first of all, okay, but, you know, kind of frustrated today. Me and my printer,
happened.
We're fighting. Me and my printer, trying to, I was so long I couldn't find the cords to my printer. I finally found them, and it's like a drawer full of cords, and they're all tangled up, and, you know, finally found my cords, plugged it in, I'm excited. And nothing. I do not know how to get this printer going. So, but how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Check us out with this weather. How you doing this weather? Oh, my goodness. I ain't know with that much snow out there.
Oh, you went out?
I was going out, going to the gym tomorrow. But now when I saw the news and the weather, I said, oh, no, I ain't going the whole week now. I can concentrate. I will not be at the gym for the whole week.
Okay. But it seems, I think it's melting. I don't know. But I don't mess around with the snow. I don't mess around. I don't want to mess up my transportation. And even if the, you know, like the curb cuts are clear, you got the puddles, and then you have, you know, like trying to get on accessoride and things like that is difficult.
Yes.
You know. So tonight's topic is towards understanding each other. And it goes hand in hand with an event we have coming up on Saturday at the Access Project, which is at 1325 Fifth Avenue between West 111 and West 112 from 5 to 9. We are going to start off with a discussion. And then we're going to party, we're going to eat, we're going to have some fun. But first we're going to start off with this discussion, which is, you know, something to help us understand each other. I think one of the things that made me come up with this subject is, you know, you got a man, you got a woman. I think we were made to complement each other, work together. But what I find is that we just generally seem to not trust each other. We are kind of, you know, like competitive, sort of like you don't want to give your best just in case this person doesn't get their best, and nobody gets anything, you know, worthwhile. And so what I did was I asked some people to come up with some questions. You know, some of them I came up with myself, and, you know, we had some people answer on Facebook. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of the questions and some of the answers. And let's take it from there. Okay? Maybe you could try and answer some of them. So one of the questions I came up with is monogamy a realistic expectation? And that's one man, one woman. Is that realistic? If you look at other cultures, plenty of other cultures they practice polygamy, where you have a man has more than one wife. I'm sure this is all over the world, not just here. A lot of cheating going on. So even if you are supposed to be in a monogamous relationship, in some kind of way you're sharing. And I'm wondering, is this because of a natural inclination that we have towards, you know, others, you know, and not being able to be in a monogamous relationship. And, you know, is it expected? So here are some of the answers that I got. Somebody, of course, said, yes, it is, sure. Somebody said realistic and expected. You know, somebody said yes, what the other person said. And somebody else said, without a doubt, yes, it is. But is it hopeful thinking? I'm trying to think of somebody I know who hasn't been cheated on? You know, it's just so prevalent.
Yes.
It's just something. Are you surprised? You know what I'm saying? Is it a surprise anymore? Is it a deal breaker? What do you think?
No, to me, if you're in a monogamous relationship and the person cheats on you, and you do not know, of course you are surprised, yes. But now if they cheat on you and you go with it, you see, because you want to join in with them, have that type of relationship, you call it open relationship, right? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You call it open relationship. I'm not with it. But I'm assuming you call it open relationship. Some people agree with that or not. I do not know or not. I do not agree with it at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have had this discussion before about cheating. And a lot of people tend to think that when a man cheats, it's just about sex. And when a woman cheats, it's emotional. Like,
yes,
she has a problem with the relationship.
Yes.
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I agree to that, yes.
Okay. So here, let's move on to another question here that we have. I see I have a caller on the line, and I have to lost my question. Not so easy, though. I'm trying. I'm getting better at this. I'm really trying my best to get better at this and not to make so many technical mistakes. I got we got something better to work with here. Let's see here. Okay. So one of our questions is why are men afraid to love with an open heart?
Some are and some are not, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some are and some are not. I believe that some men are scared to get heartbroken, you see? They're scared to get their hearts broken.
That's interesting because I have somebody responded on, matter of fact, a couple of people responded the same way on Facebook. One caller said, maybe not to get their heart broken. Another one said, I think because they have been hurt so much themselves, they don't know how to love with an open heart. It's deeply guarded. And so that's interesting because you don't think about men being so hurt in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's because
is that men get turned down so much, you see, and sometimes they scared to approach women too. Some are, yes.
Okay, I didn't even think about that aspect of it.
Okay.
You know, about them being turned down so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go to our caller. Caller 1588, I'm going to let you on and see what you think about the couple of questions that we asked so far. Let me know if you want to talk.
Hi.
Hey, caller, how you doing? Hi, Sasha.
Hi. Thank you. Sasha made me think just now. Guys, turned down so much that after a while they're like, forget it. And they're kind of like they're cold as ice, but there's always that one. We just gotta keep hope alive.
You should keep hope alive.
Yeah.
I'm thinking though. Okay, as far as being turned down is concerned, I can see why you might be a little apprehensive to get into a relationship. But once you're in the relationship, what do you think stops them from being more open, loving, you know, loving in a more open way.
Fear. Let's say she is the perfect woman. They'll say, are you sure they're waiting for the downfall? Like, this can't be that true. I'm speaking on for me, because someone told me they liked me, but they were like, this can't be true.
Wait, they like you for what?
There has to be something. They were waiting for me to screw up.
Oh, okay. So I've had that also, where I was in a relationship and the person was just so focused on things going wrong that it was almost like you're making things go wrong. You know, but you know, a lovely woman once told me. She said, you know, sometimes you're so busy trying to keep out the bad that you keep out the good also. You know, so you never know. You never know. So here's another question. And this question, I guess, you know, could be towards men or women. What is your major fear with relationships right now? And somebody answered that question. Patience and understanding towards one another's differences. It's not a fear, but it's a factor in a relationship. Right. It's not a fear, but it's a factor in a relationship right now. So patience and, I'm sorry, what was that? Patience and tolerance towards each other's, towards one another's differences. I'm going to share right here because I've been, just doing this show, it causes me to really think a lot. And I've had some revelations. And one of them was when I was, last year, when I was involved in a relationship, I realized that I did not have patience for the other person, not the way I should have. You understand what I'm saying? I've been so used to being the disabled one around here that I didn't have patience and the tolerance that is required to keep a relationship going. I didn't have the patience and the tolerance for this person's disability. And that was very interesting to me. You know, it's like, oh, damn, now we got to deal with this. You know, I got my own. Oh, God, I did it again. I forgot to set the time. Oh, to you guys, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot to set the time again. We got 90 seconds.
Oh, my God. Damn.
I can't believe I did that. And we got another caller calling in. Let me just let her in real quick. Hey, caller, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. We got a minute left. Do you have anything to say on that? I'm sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. I'll call in the next time.
So what we're going to do, I don't know, maybe I'll just come on tomorrow and see what's, if anybody's there, they'll be there. Good Lord, I'm going to get this right one day. I'm going to get it right one day. But I want to thank you guys for calling in. And don't forget, towards understanding each other, it's going to be a bigger live conversation with more people and face-to-face, straight-up questions from men to women, women to men, about relationships, dating, sex, marriage, the whole shebang. And then afterwards, we're going to party. Okay, so it's a grown and sexy event.
Okay.
Don't forget to be grown and sexy. Come out and have fun. That's at AXIS on Saturday, January 30th from 5:30 to 9:30. Bye-bye, guys.
Okay. Good night.